All right, so I feel quite strongly about this, is that segment in which I talk to you about something that's either affecting us in South Africa or that's happening in the world of interest, and obviously that I feel quite strongly about. And today I feel quite strongly about pet peeves. More importantly, about ridiculously obvious faux pas. Now, there is a valiant soldier that I love. He is in the heart of New York City. In a world of wokeness and awareness, almost every kind of cause and identity is currently being championed around the world. Except for those that this man is bravely taking on his own. Indeed, in the world of cancel culture and online dragging, Seth, or if you follow on Instagram, @dudewithsign, is a refreshing take on protest culture. This time, IRL, or in real life. Stepping out into the New York streets in one-man protests, bravely taking on the battles that truly matter, Seth raises his lone sign outside shops, in front of Broadway signs, at transport exits, with the bread and butter issues that affect us all. What he does? He calls out those annoying breaches of human etiquette that so many people make, and yet the commonsensical amongst us have widely accepted as ridiculously obvious faux pas. He goes from protesting, replying all on a company-wide email, all the way to others. Now take a listen to some of a sampling of his protest signs. One of them says, "Stop standing up when the plane lands." Honestly, Seth. Bro, I'm with you. I truly want to ask all those people in the back of our metal tube, how hard are you planning to push my shoulder as I try to haul my luggage out of the overhead compartment in order to dash in front of me just to end up standing in front of the conveyor belt as I hightail it to my Uber? If you were so desperate to leave the plane first, why didn't you join me in business class? The other sign that I absolutely adore, he says, "Yes, Grandma, I'm still single." Ah, yes. The matriarch who swears she's staying alive in the wait for her legacy through your loins. She has never seen you bring a partner home. She has no idea whether you want to be partnered up. But trust me, when she asks this question, it has nothing to do with her interest in your love life. She only cares about her lineage. And then the other one that I love that he protests is, "Names are not that hard to spell." Phew, just looking at our WhatsApp line. How often have you received an email which required the sender to type your name into the address, which means correctly, and then still address you incorrectly in the body of the email? I can give you a couple of examples. Ophelia, Refilu, Rafelwe. Trust me, at Cape Talk, I have now officially seen it all. But more hilariously, I have a friend, Jonathan, who today struggles to see his name spelled correctly. Jonathan, Jonathanonon, not unusual name. And it's not difficult, not a difficult ask to respect one enough to take care while typing the letters of your name. And then, of course, my favorite that he protests is, "Stop sending confirmation emails when I unsubscribe." I've literally just taken action to tell you that I don't want any more mail from you and that you're spamming me. Ditikwe finish. Why would you drown me with more? Now, I feel quite strongly that there are social human cues that are so important that they deserve to be picketed, even if by one protester like Seth, all on his own out in New York. And if you want to follow him on Instagram, it's @dudewithasign. In fact, I feel so strongly about this that I added two more. And the first is, people in an enclosed space, for the love of God, when you leave, close the door behind you. Do you have a tail? Why must I get up and close the door in the restaurant every time a thoughtless hen party stumbles out of it? And the final one, of course, is, you can't get in this elevator if I can't get out. Jess, I have never understood the logical processes of people who stand squarely in front of the door as you try to get out of the lift. Did you never play Tetris as a child? We can't do this. Let me know what your pet peeves are in those everyday, ridiculously obvious faux pas. What would you put on your protest sign if you were Seth or @dudewithsign? It's 28 minutes past 7. And that is, of course, what I feel quite strongly about this morning. WhatsApp that just came through is, "Cape Tonians never being on time for anything. Rude." That is in all caps. I wasn't just screaming for the sake of it. I completely agree with you. And I'm completely that Cape Tonian. And I'm sorry. But it is the thing that people do. I really am sorry. The other thing that Cape Tonians do that cracks me up, and I only learned it in the last few years, but people kept on saying when I arrived, "Let's not be Cape Tonians," is agreeing to engagements never to show up. Just never to show up. Like, not just we should have coffee sometimes. but more like, yes, I will be at your birthday party. Excellent. I'm catering for 20 and then 15 show up. Gregory says, Refilo, when will we understand that on sidewalks, as on the road, keep left, pass right, or do we blame the tourists for this one? Gregory, excuse me, Mario, I would like some applause. I would like some applause for Gregory. Gregory, I love you. And you know why? Every country I move to, people try to shift it. It's to the right. Keep right. When you come out the tube, keep right. Nah, fools. Greg is right. You keep left, you pass right. We've had this since primary school. Have you never played Tetris?